This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we got lots to talk about today. Of course, this is talk radio, but I want to let you know that we've turned talk radio into do radio. We've done quite a bit over the last 20 years. Interestingly enough, if you'd like to check it out, judge a man by his fruit again, Matthew 7, go ahead and check out Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, which is our media outsource to the nations as well, because we broadcast into 53 countries as well as 55 affiliates here in the United States of America 6 days a week. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Also wanted to let you know we have 486,000 people just on Facebook, and then we have about 35,000 on our Twitter account for what that's worth. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. The reason I'm bringing up these numbers is because I want to let you know that there's a lot of people that are involved for the soul of this country, as well as their own souls, first and foremost. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, you can do that, starting with the next segment, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the radio show here, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And as I said just a couple minutes ago, friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our love by our deeds, deeds not words, 1 John 3:18. And we're also showing you James 2, our faith by our works. That's why we do what we do, is because we love and because we have faith. We don't do these things out of works, friends. We do these things because we've been saved to the works. You don't know what you've been saved from. How do you know what you've been saved for? If we know that we've been saved, then again, what is it that we've been saved for? Lord, thank you that the objective here is the souls of men, first and foremost. And second to that, friends, our country, where God has shed his grace upon us. And I'm so thankful for that, that I'm willing to fight for it. And as we all know, those that listen to the Sons of LibertyMedia.com on a daily basis over the last 20 years, we all understand that it's time now to bless God. It's now time to respond to the commandments of the Most High God. And when we do that, just like Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And what is the purpose that Jesus came into the world? Matthew 1:21, to save his people from their sins, as well as going over to 1 John chapter 4, where the Bible tells us that he manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil. And why is that? Because we love his appearing, no question about it. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and just kind of highlight some of the things that are going on across the country today. And folks, just to give you kind of a little taste as to what we're going to be talking about in a couple of minutes here, is we're going to be talking about the identifying of the gift of the prophet. It's important that you understand it here. Remember, Jesus said over and over again, to he who has ears to hear, ear, let them hear. And also keep in mind, taking this to Scripture, again, because I've said so many times, and I say again, friends, bringing it to today's show, isn't it interesting how they have Jesus as some little effeminate pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt? Well, if you go to Scripture, it tells us in Matthew 16:19, it tells us in Luke 3:19, it tells us in 1 Kings 18:17 and Jeremiah 1:10, Jesus talking to the apostles, to those disciples that were following him, he said, "Who do men say that I am? The Son of Man am." And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, risen from the dead." He pointed his finger at King Herod for all the evils in which he had did. That's why John lost his head. "Some say Elijah," his apostles answered Christ when he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Some said Elijah. You know where the fire came down on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18? And others said Jeremiah. You know the prophet that was sent to tear down and to build up? Jeremiah 1? Again, he who was sent, Jeremiah was, to warn the king's priests as well as the people to turn back to God. Or one of the prophets, they said. So we're going to identify the gift of the prophet, namely that great prophet who is alive forevermore. He is seated at the right hand of my daddy up in heaven right now. But he makes himself manifest to his children and not to the world. John 17, when you get a moment, you'll understand that. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. But before we do, what's going on in the United States of America? Again, friends, we have contributors from all over the country, friends. And they're all highlighting what needs to be highlighted. And by the way, I'm very thankful for these individuals paying attention to what's being said on the radio show here. Because a lot of the stuff that people are now talking about, we've been talking about for how many years? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. To ensure her election, Wasserman Schultz admits she really worked for Hillary while at the DNC. These headlines are going to continue on a daily basis until the American people deal with these corrupt politicians. Every one of them at least belong in prison. At least. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This has been the worst 12 months for floods in the United States of America. Are they signs of the times? Absolutely they're the signs of the times. But church, we don't want to be raptured from responsibility. We want to keep the commandments of God because we are always taking a leap into the dark, but we walk by faith, not by sight, not by reason, friends, because reason is the greatest enemy to faith, and we don't want to be found in that lot. These are the signs of the times, but Jesus commanded that we occupy till he comes. Okay? I don't want to give my generation, our posterity, hopelessness. No, I want them to be guided. As I follow the Christ, let them follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this carefully, friends. And I know most people are going to think this is funny when I say it, but folks, there's nothing funny about it because, again, the joke is on the American people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Judge calls Bill and Hillary Clinton the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. Judge calls Bill and Hillary Clinton the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. Folks, worldwide, they are wondering why the American people haven't dealt with the likes of these two criminals. And again, it's not just Bill and Hillary, Bonnie and Clyde. Judge calls Bill and Hillary Clinton the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. See, this is what happens when a country takes lightly, and it lightly esteems first and foremost the God of Israel, and then it lightly esteems the crimes of those that mean to destroy the people that take it as a joke. It's not a joke, friends. You're dealing with some dangerous people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully. Hillary to use illegals to organize the Latino voters. Hey, folks, how many years have I been telling you that this is what it's about? Guess what? It's taken them 7 years to catch up now. Hillary is now going to use the illegals to organize the Latino voters, just like Barack Hussein Obama is using the Muslims to what? Build up resistance so you no longer can resist.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/reiconpoints for details. First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. Well, that's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Do not be shy, friends. I wanted to highlight one more article from one of our listeners, and it just happens to be a good friend of mine. Julian Assange, wanted dead or alive by the United States government. Now, why would they want a guy that's telling the truth? Why would they want him dead? I want to tell you why they want him dead. They want him dead because he's telling the truth. See, they're not. Julian's not going by diplomatic measures to play the game with those that are destroying governments and nations across this country. I also want you to keep in mind that Julian is also the one that just brought forth that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, again, however you say his last name, Assange, DOJ distracts from the revelations caused four top officials to resign. See, they don't want you paying attention to what's going on. That's why they're constantly playing sleight of hand. But now what we have is we have the government stating that, you know what, we want him dead or alive. This all coming from the United States government. Really? Wow. See what they're trying to put up? Maybe it's because Julian just told us on 725 of 16 that weapons flowing and that are flowing going into Syria, they're being pushed by Hillary Clinton in the jihadist possession within Syria, including ISIS. That's there in those emails as well. Do you think maybe that's why they want him dead? Hey, folks, you're being told now by your own government, by your own Pentagon, that America is ISIS created. That the United States, these administrations, are the ones that have created ISIS. How long have I been telling you that? Well, all the conservatives and the professed Christians are just talking about and acting as if, well, ISIS must be a real devilish entity, a real devilish army that wants to destroy everybody and anybody. No. No. You need to understand, ISIS is only out to get anybody that opposes the New World Order. Because again, let me say it again, friends, because you're going to begin to hear this in the days up and coming. As I've shared with you in the past, and I'll share it again, friends, the Lord is going to get your attention one way or another, like it or not. He's going to get your attention. And I'm saying this for the very purpose that we have been blowing the trumpet from the top of the housetops for years concerning Barack Hussein Obama and ISIS and who they are, who's created ISIS, who's responsible for funding ISIS, who is actually arming ISIS. Folks, ISIS is nothing more than the Germans SS modern day version. That's all. Nothing short of it. Mark my words. So quit acting like ISIS is some foreign entity while the government, your government, outside of American government, might I add, a foreign government within your government is trying to destroy anybody that would oppose them and their political ideologies, which are so dangerous, folks, it's frightening if you sit back and think about it. But listen again, we're talking about Julian Assange. Assange, wanted dead or alive by the United States government. Senior U.S. government figures, including Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, have called for WikiLeaks. Listen carefully. Have called for WikiLeaks to be registered as a terrorist organization and founder Julian Assange to be considered a high-tech terrorist, while government strategists and military top brass have called for his assassination. Why would they call for his assassination? The same reason the enemy, the devil, the deluder, Satan himself, wants to destroy Christians. By the way, when you look at ISIS, why is it aimed at the Christians? Because it's aimed at nonconformists. And it's not just Christians, friends, but at the end of the day, that's who it's aimed at. Everything is. Just ask the DHS. I don't want to get going down this road again, friends, but I wanted to highlight the fact as to what's going on concerning Julian Assange. And it may be, if it's French, folks, do forgive me. My French is a little weak once again. I had a caller in from Canada one time, and I pronounced Justin Ledoux's last name the wrong way. And he kind of took a shot at me, and I said, I'm sorry. My French isn't up to par. Do forgive me. I want you to listen to what Hermann Göring said. Again, I don't know what's up with this, but I do know that it's an example that the Lord wants us to pay attention to, because what's going on through the New World Order is the blueprint of what the Nazis attempted to use. And of course, they're perfecting that as things go on to their own demise at the end of the day. But listen to what Hermann Göring said. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter, in Germany. In other words, the people don't want war. Well, if the people would uphold God's commandments, they could deal with the corrupt politicians that are creating the war. Because the Lord said in Psalm 9, verse 16 and 17, that those that forsake God, he'll turn that nation into hell. So at length, the people that are not keeping his commandments are the ones responsible for allowing the corrupt politicians to create the war. Listen to what Hermann Göring said. He said, that is understood, that the people don't want war. They don't want it in Russia. They don't want it in England. They don't want it in America. And they don't want it in Germany. He said, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Hey, folks, I want to tell you who the dangerous ones are. The corrupt politicians. He just told you, as I have been telling you for years. And furthermore, if we go back to Karl Dönitz, remember what he said. He was the wannabe Führer back in Germany after Adolf Hitler was allegedly assassinated, blown up, allegedly, right? He was the one that said it was the politicians that brought us to the war. It was the politicians that created the war. Isn't it interesting, America, to contrast what I'm telling you right now? Isn't it interesting that back in the 60s, the Vietnam War, by the way, after JFK was assassinated, Johnson reversed the orders the very next day. Who assassinated John F. Kennedy? Who profited from it? And keep in mind, conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, are always within, not without, so they can control them. And then years later, guess what? His attorney, his mistress, Lady Bird comes out and tells you Johnson was responsible for it. Of course he was. Of course he was. And the American people are led about, oh, Lee Harvey Oswald, because that's what the state-controlled narrative was set to be. Boy, oh boy, what a patsy. He said it. And I'm not saying he was innocent. No, I believe he was a part of it, in part. But America, remember John F. Kennedy was when he was assassinated, and remember the very next day the Vietnam War? No longer was it time to, you know, put the brakes on the Vietnam War. No, Johnson the very next day said, okay, let's go for it. Let's go ahead and make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of dead boys in America. But it doesn't include ours. But it doesn't include ours, America. My cousin was killed there. 58,000 men and women were killed in a war in which still today, many are still trying to figure out what it was about. It was about the military-industrial complex creating a war so they could make money. That's what it was about. And it's interesting that when the numbers came through the draft concerning Congress, your representatives, when the numbers started to pop up concerning the congressmen and the congresswomen, and when it came to their children, all of a sudden the war needs to come to a quick halt. So guess what? The war was over when all of a sudden their kids were called up to go fight an unconstitutional, unjust war. I mean, I think that's probably the best thing the hippies ever did. And probably the only thing that they did that was good was to protest Lyndon Johnson and his administration for sending our kids, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our uncles, our aunts, our dads, our moms, our grandpas, our grandmas to go fight for them so they can make a whole bunch of money off the stupidity of the American people. And that's exactly what they've done. Here, let me say it again, just so you understand, I'm not making this up. Naturally, the common people don't want war. This is Hermann Göring. During the Nuremberg trials, after millions of people were slaughtered because Adolf Hitler told them so, and they said, well, we're just taking orders. No, you weren't. To take orders would eventually deal with the tyrant in the first place, but they just wanted to go ahead and lay responsibility at the feet of a dead man, allegedly. Adolf Hitler. Listen to what he said. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said, that is understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. America, what have you been told since September 11th? You're under attack. You're under attack. But I would lay to your candor and open your other eye and say to you and ask you the question, who's doing the attacking? Because it's not a foreign government. It is foreign within America. No question about it. And even going back to James Madison, what did he say? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. America, how many times do you need to be told this? He said, that is understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. You don't have leaders. You have representatives. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. He said it works the same way in any country. Hey, America, are you going to learn from history? Because today is the day that it needs to take. Because again, America, enough is enough. We'll be right back. We're going to identify the prophet.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so we're going to try to take this 2 days. Folks, I just want to finish off last segment by letting you know that what's going on in your country is the likes of lawless representatives in our government. There is no, if they were enforcing the laws, we wouldn't have man's 10,000 commandments to have to deal with, or his crimes, friends, through policy. But remember again what the SS official said under Adolf Hitler as well, Mr. Mengele, another sick-minded devil that was just taking orders, that was committing heinous crimes against pregnant women, jumping on women that were pregnant to kick the baby out. Folks, I mean, I can go on. Just unspeakable stuff, and they're the ones that are responsible for it. Don't forget that. He was the one that said, the more we do to you, the less you believe that it's us doing it to you, friends. Listen, and I'm not talking about, I just want to clarify, because there's stupid people out there that like to put words into my mouth. Folks, I'm talking about a lawful dealing with corruption in government. The more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. I mean, and folks, you can line up all these Nuremberg trial criminals, and they're all telling you exactly what I'm telling you right now, friends. As a matter of fact, many of their quotes are coming directly to you from me to warn you so history doesn't repeat itself. It's that simple. And by the way, this involves everybody. Let's get to this. The prophet. Who do men say that I am? The Son of Man. And they said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're one of the prophets. It's interesting to note that big corporations in America will hire out troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove obstacles that stand in the way of the growth of their business. Did you hear what I said? big corporations in America will hire out. They're called troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove the obstacles that stand in the way of the growth of their businesses. Yet in America today, both the church and the government, which merely reflect the people, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God. Read Deuteronomy 32, verse 5 when you get a moment. You know, the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 5:12 through 13, for what have I to do to judge them that are without? Do not you judge them that are within? But them that are without God judgeth. He's talking about the heathen. I'm talking to the church right now. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. You know, scripture tells us in the book of Timothy that you're to rebuke openly them that sin, that others also might fear. You don't see that. Folks, whoa. So companies in America have enough common sense to hire troubleshooters, but the church will have nothing to do with prophets. And the government hates them as well, but that doesn't really matter because God's not asking you if you hate his God-sent children. He's not asking you for permission. He's getting a message to you that judgment comes unless you turn, like it or not. So why should America listen to, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Oh, because in America, America has nothing to repent for. No, she's going along to get along. Hey, we're supposed to be at peace with the world that's at war with God, saith the church. Really? Wow. See, in America's imagination, she feels that she's been delivered to do what she wills without the rule of God's government. And if you do obey God's government, then that's legalistic, saith the ignorant in the professed church of America. See, America has forgotten that God is, in his mercy, he sacrificed his son for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2, and that he did all of this to set a people free from sin, John 8:36, Colossians 1:13, and Matthew 1:22. See, and if you take that even to the natural, you go talk to the veterans that aren't here anymore. You go talk to their parents that their children were sacrificed to give us the freedom in which we have today. You ask them how they feel that they lost their son, sacrificing on the behalf of a people that don't care. They can care less either way. See, listen, in truth, the American people have turned on their liberator only to fall into the pit that they have dug through their purposed and willful acts of lawlessness. And that's what it always comes down to. And you can, folks, we can talk about this in the natural all day long, but when I speak in the spiritual, you say, oh, well, what does that have to do with Jesus? What does that have to do with Jesus? Well, he is teaching us things in the natural so we can understand the things in the spiritual, and he told us that in 1 Corinthians. He always gave us parables. So, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. And the American people have forsaken mercy to their own demise. Jonah 2:8, Jeremiah 7:28. See, again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. A law Christ fulfills, Romans 7:22 through 25, in order to liberate people from sin. Titus 3:4, it describes grace. That you might be quickened by grace to be saved, Ephesians 2:1 through 8, through faith in that not of yourselves, knowing that it's a gift of God. So, is America asking the question and making the statement, is America at liberty to go ahead and do what she wills and expect to remain free? No. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said that. A nation that expects to be ignorant and free expects what never was and never will be. That's exactly right. Why are your liberties and your rights going away? Because the American people have forfeited them away. See, sin brings forth bondage, John 8:34, and in the end, Romans 6:23 brings forth death. The death is both for the individual and for a nation that tolerates those that are corrupting and sinning in that nation. Sooner or later, it will spread. That's what the Lord said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Foxes spoil the vine. So, America, don't be like those of old who failed to learn from history, of those who departed from the living God, only to find out that he meant what he said, for it is written. Psalm 119, verse 89. And if you still want to remain in denial or remain obstinate to God's word, go for it. Because you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And feel that you need to tempt God through your willful transgressions, all the while knowing what you're doing. Do remember what Jesus said, the light of men, John 1, said to those who refused his truth as he was walking to Calvary to be crucified, Golgotha, to the hill. What did he say? And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to us, to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry tree? We've talked about this in the past. Isn't it also interesting in the book of Matthew, it tells us they were so willing to remove the truth, the light that they rejected, because they love darkness. Listen to me, America. Isn't it interesting? They said, His blood be upon us. His blood be upon us. Really? Well, when you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, which is coming to my aid right now, it tells us clearly, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Well, what if you reject that? Well, it tells us in verse 28, he that despised God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, ceremonial law was done within Christ. Don't forget that. That's important that you understand. Ceremonial and moral, okay? He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Listen carefully. Verse 29, of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified through blood, both in the spiritual and in the natural, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the spirit of grace. Oh, my goodness. Bradley, you got me there. No, Scripture got us all there. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Hey, folks, this is coming to me right now, and I just want you to understand. We all highlight, we all praise the prophets of the past for what has been bestowed upon us. From even to the present, folks, going back to the 1500s, to the likes of Wycliffe, going back to Martin Luther, talking about the great preachers like Whitfield, Spurgeon, Booth, Finney. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. Smith Wigglesworth, John Knox, so on and so forth. The Black Robe Regiment. Folks, do you not understand what's happening here right now? And I can almost break on this one, guys. The Lord right now is warning us that it is up in front of us right now. And it reminds me of Dietrich Bonhoeffer that went to face off. When he could have stayed in America, he left and he went back to Germany to wake his people up as to what was going on with Adolf Hitler. And they refuse to listen. Do you not realize that this ministry is a forerunner to give you the message that you don't want to hear? And regardless if you want to hear it or not, you're going to hear it. Because, folks, you have nothing but to inherit trouble in front of you if you continuously refuse the message of God's prophetic. And I'm giving it to you scripturally right now. I believe it was about 5 weeks ago, we were in the middle of a radio program, and I said, I just got to share this with you, and I'm sharing it with you now. There's something coming up around the corner, friends. It's in front of you now. It's in front of you now. America, it's in front of you now. Either you're going to be ruled by tyrants, or you're going to be ruled by God. And let me remind you of what our forefathers told us. And I am telling you, echoing the voice of our forefathers, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. America, it's time to listen up. Love You by What We Do. I got one more segment going to come right back on the other side of this. Hey, folks, remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Let's not get to the point where we look to the mountains and say, fall on us, because God's judgment is now falling.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Pretty quiet today, folks. You know, I do want to tell you, I really appreciate the fact that we are rocking the gauge. Genesis Communication Network, so some people are saying, well, how do you know how many people are listening? Well, outside of the 55 affiliates, and we have the number one radio show during the weekends, and we jumped over to GCN, I believe, 4 years ago now, and we've been on, in other words, we're scrolling all the time, so we're one of the top 87 shows during the week now, which is great. There's 50,000 people on that site every day. So that's a good idea as to how many people, a good idea and a good way to gauge as to how many people are listening to the show on a daily basis during the week and outside of the week. That is just internet. Okay, and so what I'm doing, friends, again, sharing with you how many people are actually paying attention to what's going on here. You are doing this because you understand we can do this. And I wanted to tell you, thank you for your trust. Thank you for your listenership. It really is that important. And it's very encouraging to see the listenership on a daily basis. Sometimes I get people say, well, Bradley, you know, I just want you to be encouraged. I know, you know, sometimes it gets real frustrating. It does get frustrating. But I know what my position is. My position is to sit back and relay what's within my heart. And I'm not talking about the wicked heart. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. the heart of flesh that has been bestowed upon us, Ezekiel 36, and the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. Okay, I'm not talking about a carnal love, because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I'm not talking about that nasty thing. I'm talking about the Spirit of Christ that is alive forevermore, who's not changed. And I just wanted to tell you folks, and thank you again once more today for your listenership. I truly appreciate it. And all day, we are gauging. We're the top three shows during the week, and it's taken 4 years to get to that point, but we appreciate that. And again, this is the message that people, sooner or later, are going to have to listen to. They're going to have to listen to it because they're going to see that others brought nothing but sand when, in fact, we're bringing the bread of life. And I can't do that. Only the Lord can do that. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. That you might find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's what matters to me here, friends. You know, I mean, we're going to get a lot done when nobody cares about who gets the credit, right? And that's exactly why we're bearing fruit like mad across the country and the nations. John 15. So, folks, leaving off where I was, the prophet, identifying, what is his message? And then some might say, well, after judgment, when he was going up to the cross, why was it that, why all of a sudden was it that he turned on the people? He didn't turn on the people. The people were turning on him through their inaction, allowing Pilate to do the things and Herod to do the things to the truth, that they had all the power in the world to stop what corruption was doing, but they failed to do it. And they said, no, crucify him. We'll take Barabbas, the one that murdered in the insurrection. So they wanted a murderer instead of the Lamb of God. Who's without sin, or spot, or blemish? He was innocent as all could be. But they didn't want Christ. They didn't want the truth. They were okay to submit themselves to a tyrannical government, namely the Romans during that particular time. And what does it come down to? Well, it comes down to it was happening in that particular time the way it happens under any other dictatorship, regardless of the time period. Folks, this is what happens. It's because the people receive not the love of the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2:10. See, because the heart of the prophetic, we're talking about the prophet, who he is, what he does, what he's still doing today. He's not saying, peace, peace, America. He's getting in front of your face and saying, hey, 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 hey. He's saying, I'm trying to tell you the message that Christ gave was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, it's like, okay, I get that, man. That's a little cultish, isn't it? Who told you that? It's a different show, different topic. So the heart of the prophet is to reform and to protect. Also keep in mind that they who are sent by Christ are not sent to tell the world that everything's all right. They are sent to slay sin. In America, you still have time to repent on a personal note. Where you're on a national note, you're going to pay the piper. You can mark my words. You're going to pay the piper. You're going to pay the piper for allowing what you're allowing today in this country. Identifying God-sent prophets. Part two. I love this topic. I want you to listen to how Martin Luther identified himself. I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. Well, you know, I'm just not called to do that, Brad. I'm called to be at peace with everybody and everybody and anybody. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? Because David was a companion of those that feared the Lord, those that departed from wickedness. Because we know the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness. So when you're saying that you're a Christian and you're okay with what's going on and you're buddy-buddy with everybody, can you show me that in Scripture? Oh, well, I have the gift of mercy. Really? Well, it's interesting because mercy is shown to the children of God and to the people that obey God's commandments. Let's put this into perspective. If you are keeping God's commandments, you would understand what David said when he said it in Psalm 119. The commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. See, because he understood Romans 7, where the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. And also understanding that the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. And what happens when that law comes? When the commandment comes, sin revives. You're not going to be at peace with everybody, bringing forth a message, namely the written word of God. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, the Bible tells us. Not, I'm going to win him to Jesus. I'm just going to win him over to Jesus. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? Well, we're just befriending him over the last 1 year and 5 years and 10 years. And then just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy gets taken out in a car accident. And you are winning him to Jesus rather than telling him what you were commanded to tell him. See, because he's not promised, nor are you promised tomorrow. Concerning tomorrow. I get so sick and tired of this, folks, and I see it, and it jacks me up. It makes me mad. There's a righteous indignation within me that is very angry. When you see people that are just okay, they're as graves where men walk over the top of them and know it not. They're worthless. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and they're at peace with everybody? They're okay with everybody's compromises? Why are they okay with everybody's compromises? Because they themselves are compromises. They're compromisers. And again, friends, you know what compromisers are. Those that get together, two people get together, and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Or they're a bunch of diplomatic magicians. And you know what Ben Franklin said about diplomacy? Seduction in another guise. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I said to you a couple minutes ago that Jesus and the gift of the prophet, they're very protective people. They're very sensitive people. They're off balance in many ways, but they're right on balance under the power of the Holy Ghost. Meekness means power under control. And we know that Moses was the meekest man alive. And notice what he did, that meekest man alive, that prophet of God, that king of Jeshurun. Remember that he was led by the Spirit of God to confront Pharaoh. And to tell him, not to ask him, but to tell him to let my people go. He wasn't asking for permission from that devil. No, he was telling him what the deal was, that meek man of God. And who was he? His name was Moses. And what did he do, the meekest man alive? He went to the face of the king and confronted him, just like any other prophet does. Just like any other man or woman of God does. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, we're having church up in here, Sam. I'm telling you. But I want to be comforted by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not comfort a man that's in known sin. He doesn't do it. He only bears witness to the truth, not the lie. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I wanted to gather your children together as hen protects her chicks beneath her wings. But you would not let me, saith the Lord God. You would not let me. That is scary, scary stuff. And it's easy, friends, when you're in a state of, compromised peace the way that you are in this country today. It's okay to say scary with a mental understanding, but your heart doesn't feel it yet. But I can imagine what it would be like in a state of judgment where you have no control over circumstances anymore, and all of a sudden you start to cry out to God. What that must feel like. As I said to you yesterday, God doesn't want fair-weathered friends. Remember, prophets are very protective people. Prophets love folks, but they love God more. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. What is it? And it's interesting. I got to say this really quick. I'm almost done for this hour. How many times people send me little pieces of the professors across the globe that are just telling another story to make us feel good? That teachers that itch their itching ears. And they love to have it so, friends. We'll talk to you in 23. Part 2 coming up tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.